Okay, so we're catching up with Leah Kirkman, who has won the Crit Championships at the Road Nationals, 2013 Road Nationals in Bose, and this is her third time. We thought it was her second, but Leah helped us out, and it is her third time, so that's a pretty astounding record. And, of course, it was a great weekend for Optum with, I think, five podiums this weekend. Is that right, Leah, five podiums?
Yeah,
that's pretty incredible. So congratulations, Leah. Your third Crit Championships, got to feel good.
Yeah, thank you very much. Very excited about it.
So you know the course in Bose, I think. That's a course that you've done before. Is that correct?
I hadn't done that specific Crit course, but I've definitely been in the area before, because I think they've had nationals there three times already before this year.
Okay. Well, why don't you walk us through the race? Because it's exciting. You know, when we saw the picture of you coming across the line that Pasquale Stalteri took, it was just a real magic moment. You looked really satisfied. So why don't you walk us through the race?
So I guess the race overall was pretty aggressive the entire time. People were really trying to force a breakaway. And sort of going into the race, I had wanted a breakaway to go because I was the only one racing for Optum, and so I felt, and I also felt like a marked rider, and so I thought that might be my best chances. But it just wasn't the day for it, and so we were all still together coming into the final laps, and Lex Albrecht actually put in a really good attack on the course. For those who don't know, it actually has, so there's a small kicker up, and then you go on the backstretch and take it down. So she was off the front, and I didn't really feel comfortable with her gap, and so I quickly attacked into the descent and took the corner pretty fast, caught Lex, and then basically sprinted all the way from the last corner. It was a fairly long sprint, but I held my gap all the way to the end.
Yeah, that's cool. I remember when we talked to Jeff Ain just after the race, and he said, Leah smoked him.
So, yeah, that'd be
what's that?
Description.
Yeah, that sounds like what happened. So why was it so tough for people to get away during the race, for anybody to escape?
I think it was just never the right combination of riders, and it just, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work for the break.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it did in the men's, but it doesn't always work for sure. It's got to be the right chemistry.
Yeah, exactly.
Was there anybody in the race that you were particularly sort of eyeing, or, you know, feeling like, you know, that was a strong contender?
There's definitely, in terms of teams with numbers, I knew that the Stevens team and Red Truck had the biggest numbers. That could be an advantage to them, so I was definitely watching them. And also I was watching Jasmine from TIBCO pretty closely, as well as Lex, because she was riding really strong in the race.
Sure. I think Jasmine did try to get away a couple of times out there.
Definitely. I thought, oh, maybe if I get away with her, then we could have a good break, but
sure,
it just didn't work out for a break that day.
So you've had pretty good success at Crits. I think you've won at the Crystal Cup, and you also won at Tucson this year, correct?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that race.
So Tucson was, I guess, back in February,
mm-hmm.
And I guess our team plan going into it, we just wanted to make it an aggressive race. And actually, our original plan was to set me up for the sprint at the end if it was a bunch sprint. But I actually ended up countering a move sort of halfway through the race and ended up solo and almost lost the field in that race. And so it was a pretty cool experience. I enjoyed it.
It's always nice to win, I'm sure.
Oh, well, yeah. Winning is fun.
So it was two podiums for you this weekend. It was and five for the team overall. I mean, you helped Joelle, get to help lead her out for the win in the women's road race. How tough was that race for you guys?
It was Yeah, it was a pretty tough race. They set up an awesome course for nationals. It was pretty hilly the entire time, and I think our team ended up doing a lot of work in the race since we were everyone knew that we were a very strong bunch with me, Denise, and Joelle. And so we did end up doing a lot of chafing and attacking. And it was pretty crazy coming into the finish with Joelle flatting in the gravel section and then ending up chasing back on, and it made for a very hectic finish, but it turned out really well for our team.
Yeah, that was very exciting, and it was a nail-biter, very much like the men's, and it's pretty neat to see Joelle hold her composure. And, of course, a double podium for her winning the ITT as well, eh?
Yeah, it was very impressive.
So you guys have to be pretty happy with the weekend. I mean, it's quite a few podiums for Optum.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think the team is pretty proud.
Excelente. You know, we were talking before we started the interview about some of your past, and you were telling me that you have some cross-country skiing under your belt, very much like Tara Whitten. Tell us a little bit about some of your, you know, how you got started in cycling a little bit for fans.
I was a skier from a really young age. I think I started skiing when I was 5. And just, I think how I first got into was a lot of skiers are cyclists and cyclists are skiers. So there was a really active family and they said, oh, you should come do cycling and cross training. And so I got out and joined the Kids of Mud group in Winnipeg and started doing mountain races just for fun, and kind of got more and more into it. And then I got dragged into, there's the provincial team coach at the time who was kind of scouting out athletes, and he got me onto a road bike as well and took us to all the races around. And so it's sort of been, I got more and more involved in it over the years, and then ended up sort of competing year-round with skiing and then turning to mountain biking and road biking in the summer. And I guess more recently I decided to focus my energy on road cycling, really. Uh-huh. I think it gave me a strong athletic background coming into the sport.
Sure. So it sounds like you've been, racing or competing has been part of your makeup for quite a while.
Definitely.
And would you say that Criterium racing is probably your strongest suit, or?
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely like sprinting, fast races. That's definitely my favorite, but I've been improving a lot on the road and my time trial as well. So mm-hmm. I'm starting to become a more well-rounded rider.
Sure. It all takes time.
Exactly.
Very good. So what happens for you now, Leah, that the Nationals are over? What's next on your calendar?
Next up, the team is heading to BC Super Week. So we're going to do Delta and then the 3 crits in between. And then after that, we head to Cascade to race the stage race there.
So you have a little break now and then you're back. And Super Week's coming, I think, in early July, correct?
Yes.
Sounds
good. I
think
starts the first weekend or second weekend.
And you've raced out there before, I think, at Super Week?
Yeah, it's been a few years now, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, but I'm really excited to go back, and those races are so much fun, and really, it gets really big crowds out cheering.
And they're celebrating their 40th anniversary, so there's a lot of history there. A lot of top riders have raced out there, so it should be an exciting week of racing.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I can't wait to go back.
Well, great. Well, listen, Leah, thanks so much for spending time with us. We're really excited for you and the team doing so well at Nationals in your 3rd Criterium jersey. We hope you wear it well, and I guess you'll be wearing it out at Super Week.
Yeah, definitely.
All righty. Well, thanks for spending time, and all the best in the rest of the season.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks.